Hey, it's Natasha Thorne and Amelia Everbleed on the Hollow 66.6 FM. Coming up on today's show, there's Whispers in the Wind. We're hearing listeners' accounts and their experiences of disturbances right here in the Hollows.
We'll of course keep you updated on the latest news and top stories as well as the weather.
Firstly, we'll be discussing the recent whispers that have been heard all over the Hollows. We've had varying accounts from whispers in the walls to hissing in the streets.
They were first reported by Mad Mabel on Wednesday after she alerted her neighbours to strange noises coming from her chimney. She continued to explain that she could hear whispering sounds flowing from it. The voices told her that she'd left the spade behind. Of course, coming from Mad Mabel, this account was added to her extensive file and ignored. That was until the second report of whispering.
The managing director of the Hollows Bank, Ulysses Cunningham, reported hearing whispers from behind him as he left work on Friday. He claimed the voices whispered, "Wait, you dropped the band."
It's an unusual comment.
To be fair, looking at the reports, they all seem to be unusual comments.
Yeah, we've had things such as she's left a charger behind, it's in the third drawer, 6227, or is it 6227?
They really are varying. I wonder what's their significance.
Some of them sound quite personal to me. It would be interesting to know if they were all reported at the same time of day.
Why?
Just because if it's the same time, then maybe it could have been the siren playing up again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get what you mean. Looking at the reports, I believe they're happening at unusual times, though.
Interesting. This is definitely becoming a problem here in the Hollows. With so many reports, what can we do as residents? I mean, what's even causing the sounds? Is it a machine, a monster, something paranormal, maybe?
To be fair, I've heard whispering several times. They are very creepy. You'll turn around and there's nothing there, almost like a ghost.
I've never heard any. Surely most of them can be attributed to something in the room, though. I'm not having the ghost did it.
Why are you so sceptical?
I just don't believe in that hocus pocus.
Yes, but this is the Hollows. There's so many unknowns in this place. I think ghosts are a very plausible explanation.
I guess, but you must have at least done something to attract their attention.
Are you blaming the residents for these whispers?
I'm just saying there must be a reason for it to occur. Some sound personal, maybe people did something bad or peed off a ghost.
Or maybe the ghost was doing what ghosts do best and scaring people.
You see too much of the good in people.
And you're too sceptical, blaming residents for these terrifying whispers.
You're the one that thinks it could be a ghost. I'm just pointing out that if that's the case, maybe these foul deeds have come back to haunt them.
Well, if it is haunting people for all these things they have done wrong, how come it's not paid you a visit?
Because I'm perfect. So what did the ghost say to you? Is this the part where we find out you killed your husband?
The first time it said, "I know what you did."
Definitely killed your husband then.
No! Then it said,
"I know where you buried him."
Not funny. It was really scary. It's a serious problem. It then told me it's stuck in the pipes.
What did you do? Chop him up and try and wash him down the drain?
You're not amusing. And no, I did not kill my husband. I don't have one. But I did do something I'm not proud of. I won a goldfish at the summer fair. Not the prize I was aiming for, but I took it home, put it in a bowl of water, went out and got it food. But after a few weeks, I got bored of it. They're not exactly an interesting pet. But I didn't want to chuck it in the bin and it die slowly. So I flushed it down the toilet. But it didn't go down straight away, so I had to keep flushing it a few times, and then finally it disappeared. I'm guessing it didn't make it back to the sea like I hope it would.
So the ghost has come to haunt you over a goldfish?
Yes, and I feel very bad about it. I can tell you're not taking this seriously.
The whole thing just seems like a mass hysteria to me.
Well, on that note, we'll be right back after the break with more news and the accounts of whispers here in the Hollows. My goldfish!
Well, hello. I'm Dom, and I'm the host of Horror House, True Crime, and the Macabre. Do you have an interest in true crime, cults, the paranormal, and all things macabre? Then Horror House may be the new podcast for your rotation. Join me every Friday as I discuss stomach-churning true crime, mystifying cases of the unexplained, crazy cults, and more, presented with a side of dry British humour. Horror House is available wherever you find your podcasts, and you can find the podcast on social media at horrorhouse_pod. Until next time, stay spooky, my friends.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we jump back in today's topic, we have today's top stories.
The Guards say they're investigating new leads in Mrs. Becker's love potion scandal. After last week's e-fit was shown to the public, numerous calls came in claiming they knew the identity of the trickster. The Guards are yet to make an arrest, but they say they are getting close to closing the case.
In other news, there are growing concerns over staff shortages in the compound for non-conforming creatures. Last week's flesh flaying incident highlighted the extent of the compound's problem. An independent investigation has been set up by ministers and the Chief of Guards to hopefully prevent another breakout. In the meantime, several security staff from Six Hill Sanitarium have been drafted in to cover the shifts at the compound.
The centre of the Hollows has seen an increase of trolls following lone women home. Women are advised to walk home in pairs or in groups to avoid being snatched. Sirens will be sounded an hour earlier, with women being given passes to finish work before the sun sets in order for them to travel home as safely as possible. Guards say any women who suspect she is being followed should shout, "Help!" then allow an unreasonable amount of time for a man to swoop in and save her.
And finally, in today's top stories, an increase in theft of buttons has left many people unable to do up their coats on these cold mornings. No one is sure how the thief is targeting their victims, and many have been left exposed to the elements. Guards have been ordered to make this a priority, and so extra patrols have been set up. A special hotline has been opened for victims to call in and gain support.
Busy times in the Hollow, it seems. Now, another issue we have highlighted here in the Hollows is that of the whispering in the walls. It's left many residents in fear and others confused.
It's definitely puzzling me.
These whispers and hissings are not exclusive to the walls in your home or workplace. Many have been heard in the streets.
Multiple reports have come in the last few days alone, with many calling for Mayor Scriven to address the issue at the next meeting.
With no known source of these noises, many fear a new monster may be in our midst.
Indeed, a lack of physical evidence has left many to believe the work of a paranormal being, but could it be a monster or simply a criminal hiding in plain sight?
At first, some suggested it was a prank played by a group of teens, but with an increase of whispers and a lack of teenagers, that theory was soon dropped.
Others are asking for the official census for monsters in the Hollows to be published in the hope that someone can attribute the whispers to a lone creature.
Of course, not being able to attribute these noises to a being has led to worries that there are a number of unknown monsters lurking in the shadows.
Though many have been left trembling, no physical injuries seem to have occurred. So what is this being trying to achieve exactly?
Maybe they get a sick kick out of it?
Maybe a lack of proper communication skills?
Either way, it's upsetting a lot of residents.
Did you hear that?
No.
It was... Don't matter.
You okay?
We need to cut to a break.
But we just had one.
No!
Hey guys, it's Marianne, dog mom, baker, true crime podcast maker. What would you do if someone killed your best friend and it's been 33 years and it seems like nobody is doing jack? You would start a podcast and go find the answers yourself. And that's exactly what we're doing here at Crime Scene and Cupcakes. So join us as we look for the answers and also find the answers in some other unsolved cases as well here in Kansas. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as many other platforms. You can also find us on all the social media apps, such as Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you name it, we're there. So come find us.
Sorry about that abrupt ad break there, listeners. We were suffering with a few technical issues.
All fixed now, I think.
Hopefully you are all hearing that. We're on immediate lockdown. That's the Six Hill siren.
No one is to leave the building they're in. Do not open any windows or doors.
Make sure everything is locked.
This is not a drill.
That's correct. We repeat, everyone must stay indoors until the release siren is sound. Why are you... Anyone who's remained outside will not be able to access the town's shelters and so must take cover. Again, I repeat, this is an immediate lockdown. Everyone is ordered to stay indoors and keep everything locked. A manic inpatient from Six Hills has escaped. It's been stated by officials that the patient is delirious and will attack if approached. It's not clear who they are yet. No description or name has been released. We will, of course, keep you updated.
Don't open the...
I wasn't going to.
It might be...
Do you know the inpatient?
No, just don't in case.